It is not easy for musicians of color to break into the classical music scene. Reports say just 4% of the musicians in national professional orchestras are black or Hispanic. But some organizations are working to change that trend. 15 years ago, Azira Hill started the talent development program with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra to nurture African-American and Latino students. Now, one of the program's participants, cellist Kari Joyner, has just won first place in the junior division of the 12th annual Sphinx competition. Kari and Azira join us now. Welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First of all, Kari, congratulations to you on winning this honor. And tell us, what piece did you play and why did you choose it?
Thank you. Actually, I had to play several pieces. The pieces were actually chosen by the competition's judges. And I had to perform the Boccherini Concerto, First Movement in B-flat Major, as well as two African-American spirituals arranged by Lawrence Brown. So I chose Nobody Knows, The Trouble I've Seen, and Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And the other two pieces I had to perform were actually contrasting movements from the J.S. Bach's Sixth Suite, and I played the Allemande and the Courante.
Well, Azira, tell us about how important it is for you to encourage black and Hispanic students to participate in classical music, and how does the organization, the Talent Development Program, help them?
First place, music is very important to me in my life personally. Secondly, the fact that there are so very few black musicians around the country performing in major symphonies, that also was important. Well, what we found out after much research was that many of the black musicians do not attend conservatories. And so that's why we started trying to prepare the students to first was to audition for the symphony, for the youth symphony. And then it has evolved that now they are into conservatories in major all the music programs.
Kari, let me talk with you about you for a moment, because I'm imagining you're 17 years old, correct?
Yes.
I would imagine that at that age, many of your classmates are trying to lay down a mixtape or some hip hop beats, and maybe you're trying to do that as well. Are there issues for you though, being young and playing classical cello?
I haven't actually had too much of a problem with that. I have been playing now for 9 years, and I think for the amount of time that I've been playing, I think that's one of the reasons of why it's not so much of a problem, because I do actually have peers, as you said, that are not sort of, that can't share the same interests and aspirations as I do. So I have to every now and then explain to them what I do, but I haven't run into too many problems with them having a hard time understanding, and some of my friends actually find it interesting and intriguing.
Azira, how difficult is it to recruit people to be a part of this talent development program, and how many kids do you have?
We have 25 in the program presently. It's not difficult at all. For instance, the last audition we have about 50 to apply for 5 positions. So the news is getting out that this opportunity is available, and there's great interest in
now,
the community.
How difficult is it for them, for young musicians, particularly those of color, to acquire the necessary instruments? Instruments are not cheap, at least the good ones aren't.
You are correct. Very difficult. We are hopefully, sometime in the near future, we will establish an instrument fund.
Kari, you have your own cello?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you had that?
I've had this cello actually not too long. I just got this cello, but the cello I had before that I'd had for about 6 years.
When did you first develop your interest in this kind of music?
Okay, actually, I have two older brothers that play violin, and when I was very young, around 7 or 8 years old, I took up the cello mainly with the help of my parents and seeing my brothers play, because they hearing them play was always something that interested me a lot. So I decided to choose the cello because I liked the sound of the instrument, and once I started playing the cello, it something about it captivated me, and I knew that it was definitely something that I was going to continue seriously.
I'm going to ask you, I know you have your cello with you in the studio there. Yes. I'm going to ask you to play something in just a second. But before I do that, I'm curious as to what your impressions were, if you paid attention, which I'm imagining you probably did, to Yo-Yo Ma on the day of the inauguration.
I was very pleased with him. I've always enjoyed Mr. Ma performing because he is such an intriguing player to watch because he really knows exactly what it is that he wants to express and what it is he wants to say with his instrument, which is something that I think is really, really interesting. And it's actually something that many musicians find difficult to do because we're always, as musicians, searching for our voice.
Well, we have a national audience that would love to hear from you. Would you play something for us now?
Sure. I'm going to play a little bit of the Allemande from Bach's Sixth Suite.
Very nice. We hope you have a wonderful and long career, Kari. I'm sure that you will. What's next for you?
Well, actually, I'm in the process of applying to many colleges around the country. And after this process, I'll have to decide which school has what opportunities each school gives and who I think I would best be suited for in terms of studying with. And I think that is definitely something that I'll be considering in the next several weeks. And I hope that all goes well with that.
Well, we hope it does as well. Thank you for coming in. Azira, thank you very much for bringing him and for providing the opportunity that you do.
Thank you
very much.
Azira Hill, founder of the Talent Development Program of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra 15 years ago, and cellist Kari Joyner is the first place junior division laureate in the 12th annual Sphinx competition and a member of the Talent Development Program. They both joined us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta.